A key witness for the Texas House in the impeachment case against Ken Paxton told senators yesterday that he had no evidence a crime had been committed. Today is Friday, September 8th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Hey, thanks for starting the end of your week with the Texas Minute. A federal judge wants Texas's border buoy barriers taken down. More on that coming up. For 2 days in a row, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas has warned citizens that the power grid has moved into emergency operations. On both Wednesday and Thursday afternoons, ERCOT asked Texans to conserve electricity, claiming the power grid's operating reserves were expected to be low due to continued high temperatures, high demand, low wind, and declining solar power. ERCOT requested that government agencies, including city and county offices, reduce their offices' energy consumption. No blackouts have yet been reported. Despite lawmakers working to eliminate so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion agendas in state institutions, the University of Texas at Arlington is requiring students to read and write a paper on the DEI-based 1619 Project. The 1619 Project is a left-wing version of the founding of the nation produced by the New York Times Magazine. It reframes the country's history by placing slavery at the center of the national narrative. In the UTA course, students are required to answer provocative questions using only the 1619 Project as their source. As the impeachment trial of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton continued in the Senate yesterday, one of the star witnesses for the Texas House admitted he and his colleagues went to the FBI to accuse Paxton of crimes for which they did not have any evidence. Ryan Vassar now works for a left-leaning nonprofit, but at the time he worked in the office of the Attorney General. Until the impeachment trial, he had never been put under oath by either the FBI or the secret House impeachment investigators. One of Paxton's lawyers can be heard here asking Vassar about the baseless allegations they made to the FBI.
I want to get this straight. You went to the FBI on September 30th with your compatriots and reported the elected attorney general of this state for a crime without any evidence. Yes?
That's right. We took no evidence.
Many of the impeachment charges were spurred by a group of employees of the Office of the Attorney General, including Vassar, that reported Ken Paxton to the FBI in 2020 due to what they said were illegal and unethical abuses of office. Now, Vassar and others are being forced to admit under oath for the first time that they had no evidence to support those accusations. The trial continues at 9 a.m. today. You can watch it on the Texas Senate's website or on the Texas Scorecard app for Roku or Apple TV devices. The Texas Minute will be right back.
I'm Katie Marshall, and I'm here to uncover the hidden truths within Texas schools. Join me in revealing the disturbing reality of what really goes on when you're not around. Listen to Exposed, the Dark Side of Texas Schools, on all podcast platforms.
While a special legislative session has been promised by Texas Governor Greg Abbott for this fall on the issue of school choice, some taxpayer advocates are hoping he will also force lawmakers to take up the issue of taxpayer-funded lobbying. According to the state constitution, lawmakers sit in regular session for 140 days every other year. The governor, however, can call a special 30-day session at any time on any issue or issues that are set by the governor. Taxpayer-funded lobbying refers to a common practice among cities, counties, and school districts that hire lobbyists with local tax revenues. These lobbyists then work to advance policies that benefit the local governments and often at the expense of citizens. Some of the biggest benefactors of this practice are advocacy organizations like the Texas Municipal League, the Texas Association of Counties, and the Texas Association of School Boards. Legislation banning the practice has passed the Texas Senate several times, but been killed in the Texas House. A 2019 poll by the Texas Public Policy Foundation found 88% of Texans oppose taxpayer-funded lobbying. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Brandon Walton, Sydney Henry, Katie Marshall, and Soli Rice. The Texas Minute was produced today in the 1836 studios by Luke Marshall. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.